Did you ever see the guy who did coordinated Christmas lights presentation based on that song? It's the same guy who pops up, every couple of months with another one of these amazing synchronized lights displays. He did one back in on Halloween that was awesome, but his Christmas display, too sexy, and I know it. A Santa theme to that, it was just amazing. I tweeted that out, actually, I think to a lot of people, right? I sent that out as a tweet. And if you want to follow my tweets on that, if or on just anything, I love to tweet during the week and send pictures and stories and other things. Stay in touch with you in between shows. And now that I will be ending my regular Saturday night participation on Coast to Coast coming up tomorrow night and cutting back to just once a month. Because of that, I think it's even more fun. If you join Twitter and you follow, you'll find my account, Deacon Punnett, DEACON, Deacon Punnett, PUNNETT. And you can sign up there and follow, and we can keep in touch in between the now rarer times that we'll be together on Coast to Coast. Got a whole big list of people making predictions for 2012 coming up in just a second. And a couple of big hits from predictions this time last year. On this night last year, some people made some predictions that really came true, some of which seemed like some dark horses, but they nailed it. And we'll tell you which one of those you might remember. Coming up next on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. So going over the predictions for 2011 from this time last year, been interesting to see some of you kind of went out on a limb and it paid off. We'll get to that in just a second. Seth in Minnesota, however, predicted that we will have a major cruise liner vanish in the Bermuda Triangle. Didn't happen in 2011. Although, I really wanted to take a cruise right through the Bermuda Triangle and just drive around until we see something or see something that used to be there. Chris in Cleveland predicted that the TSA will expand to subways, train stations, and malls. Exactly right. The TSA did exactly that just a few days ago, actually. I think is when the full expansion and the announcement came about trains. So he almost didn't make it. I don't think subways yet, but I'm sure that's coming. And for that matter, malls are private, but it could easily happen that there will be some sort of contract for some of the major malls like Mall of America. You saw the fight earlier this week that broke out at the Mall of America, which isn't too far away from me. In fact, I was shopping there the day afterward, and man, there were cops everywhere and a lot of undercover police as well, we're told. That fight was just over, probably a gang-related fight. I don't know how much national news got, focused on the real causes of this fight. There'd been a rumor that two rappers, Lil Wayne and Drake, were going to be, who had some of the biggest songs in 2011, were going to be making appearances there, some sort of spontaneous thing that had been passed along the internet that said this is going to happen, and then it didn't happen, and some tempers were rising between various groups. However, locally, lots of people that were there said that there was a lot of gang stuff that had been going on and that they were meeting there. That might have been the reason why they were all in the same place, but it was much more about, getting the other guys. Fortunately, it was just chairs. I mean, it was just chairs that they were throwing at each other. And I think that's good. I think that speaks to the security at the Mall of America that they were already keeping out a lot of guns. There was one report of a gun going off, but nobody had been able to confirm that, and there didn't seem to be any evidence for it. But it's interesting we compare that at the Mall of America to what happened at the Basilica of the Nativity in Jerusalem with the fight between the 50 to 60 priests and monks with brooms as they went at each other. I thought, man, they actually, the video of the priests and the monks fighting with each other with brooms looked suspiciously like the two gangs that were fighting at the Mall of America, if you look at them side by side. Okay, a couple more predictions from 2011, and we'll get to the phones for 2012. It would be Shane in Tucson who said on January 14th, there would be a small military conflict between two forces, one that's golden yellow and one that is red bronze in their color of their uniforms. And this will be a precursor for a larger war in 2011. Didn't happen. Dan in Denver has predicted that September 11th, Al-Qaeda would strike for the 10th year anniversary. And then September 19th, Congress and the Supreme Court will discover that President Obama was ineligible to be president, creating a constitutional crisis. Steve in Berkeley, Nixon and Reagan will be exposed as agents of the Soviet Union, who did us in and turned us into the New World Order, and they both let author Stephen King murder John Lennon and then switched him. Stephen King switched himself with Mark David Chapman at the police station. Although it was interesting to see the new book that came out about Nixon and how Nixon and B.B. Rebozo were supposedly lovers. Didn't see that one coming in 2011. All right, so back to your predictions on Coast to Coast. We pick it up with Andrew in St. Louis, Missouri, and first-time caller line. Andrew?
Yeah.
What's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I got a two-parter, actually. The first one, on a lighter note, that Ron Paul will actually win the Republican nomination. And then through a major ballot fiasco, RuPaul, the transvestite pop star, will actually win the presidency.
And become the first sort of female president.
Yes, and the female president. And actually be a uniter, fixing our economic problems.
And RuPaul would be a great president, is what you're predicting.
That's right.
That's a funny idea. I like that. All right, so what's your real prediction? If that's not
okay, the next one is that the Occupy movement will gather up more strength and motivation coming up in the spring, and it'll get organized union labor involved, like the Teamsters, steelworkers, whatnot, and that violence will erupt out against actually the police from this. Not the police getting violent on the protesters, but the protesters will actually start hurting some of the cops this time.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, that's a prediction worth watching. Kelly is in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Coast to Coast. Kelly?
Hey, how's it going today, Ian?
Doing all right. What's your prediction for 2012?
Well, my prediction is basically that a lot of your, I guess for lack of a better term, big box movie theaters like your Regal Theaters and your AMC Theaters, you're going to see quite a few of those shutting down, predominantly due to the fact that, you know, we're going to still have some troubled times economically, and people aren't going to be able to fork out, you know, all the cash for tickets and overpriced concessions due to that fact. And more or less, they're just going to be tired of the continual mundane and idiotic movies that are coming into theaters. So I think you're going to see a lot of those big box movie theaters starting to shut down.
Okay. And that's for 2012. I thought, and I could be wrong on this, but didn't they have an awesome 2011? Wasn't this one of the best years ever for the box office?
Well, I think it started out that way. I could be wrong. I personally haven't been to the movies in a very long time. Right. But I think actually at the end of the year, you're starting to see a lull, and I think that's going to continue. Like I said, I think it's just going to be... basically, like I said, you're getting a lot of like cheesy remakes, and I don't know. I just kind of think that, you know, whereas like during the hard times, I think, you know, people kind of looked at the movies as an escape. I think it's going to be looked more as like something that's just not a necessity and something that people don't really have the time or the means to need or want to spend time on because of really how poor the movies are and how expensive they are.
Well, I understand. And it sounds like, and thank you, Kelly, sounds like what you think is people will think more like you than in 2012, and that just like you not going, they'll stop going too. You could be right. I mean, there are, you know, there are different ways of looking at the film business, and, you know, it is going through changes. Although I'm like the last guy to ask because I have seen 6 movies in the last 6 days. My mother-in-law's in town and she likes to go to movies, and, you know, it's kind of a holiday time. And even though I've had to work this week, we've tried to just sort of have fun with the afternoons. So I have gone to, let's see if I get them all right. I've seen Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol twice. I've seen it on the big screen on the IMAX. I've seen it on the little screen, both times good, but the IMAX rocks. Then we saw We Bought a Zoo, which was nice. It's a nice movie. It wasn't the, you know, amazing movie that a lot of people told me it was, but it was nice. And then there was Young Adult with Charlize Theron, the new movie from Diablo Cody. That was, I thought, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I thought she had funny, bizarre performance. A woman who's unhinged and unfortunately having her worst episodes in front of witnesses. Hugo in 3D. Martin Scorsese, Hugo in 3D. That it's just one of the best movies I've seen in years. And it is so inventive and so creative that it's even more amazing is that it was Martin Scorsese that he did this at this point in his career. I mean, the same guy who did Taxi Driver did Hugo 3D. Okay. And then Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And I know I'm forgetting one or two in there. And I'm going to go see Adventures of Tintin and I think call it a season. But there's some good movies out there. Preston is in Ogden, Utah, west of the Rockies on coast to coast. Preston?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So what's your prediction for 2012?
I think that the U.S. dollar will no longer exist towards the end of 2012.
Okay. To be replaced by what?
I don't know. I think it might actually be something else that might be made up by that time. I'm not exactly sure, but I think that something will happen to where it's gonna. I don't know. Maybe like a world currency, new world order type stuff. I'm not exactly sure, but I think that with all the crazy stuff going on, there might be something to do with the Federal Reserve has something going on. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. It's a prediction. I think the end of the U.S. currency prediction is one that pops up a lot here in the annual prediction show. So far, you know, maybe it's going to be right one of these years. Mike is in Pittsburgh on Coast to Coast on a wild card line for the prediction show. Mike, what's going to happen in 2012?
Good morning, Ian. Since 2012 is supposed to be the year of uncovering the truth, I'm going to say there's going to be a murder investigation opened up into Kurt Cobain's death.
That's interesting.
Some very, very strange circumstances. I think it'll be a great thing, and I'm hoping, you know, the truth will come to light next year.
Did you hear what happened when somebody yelled out Kurt Cobain's name at a Courtney Love concert?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Google it for the whole story. But as far as I know, somebody just yelled out Kurt Cobain while she was up performing, and she nutted up on the person on stage and started screaming about what it's like to grow up in Kurt Cobain's shadow, and she's so sick of hearing about Kurt Cobain. And, I mean, it was really interesting. I kind of added to the whole, you know, conspiracy about his death thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, you can go on the internet and read all the facts on that one website. Just heard about his death, all the strange circumstances. But I think Courtney Love had something to do with it.
Well, whether she did or she didn't, and thanks for your thought on that. We've covered it a couple of times on Coast to Coast. We've had a couple of different authors have broached the subject of the Kurt Cobain mystery, if there is one. Hey, Dan, who's in Phoenix, Arizona? Because it's not popping up on my screen for some reason. Okay, we got Mike in Phoenix, Arizona on Coast to Coast. Mike, what's your prediction for 2012?
Ian, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, 2012, December 21, alien disclosure time. They will possibly land on the White House lawn and other places that are of vital importance, so they will have nothing to hide because it will be out there in the wide open for everybody to see, so they will have to disclose.
Well, that would settle it. Landing on the White House lawn is the classic scenario. Now, here's my question to you. Let's say you're working security on the White House lawn. You're the guy up in that turret they say is on top of the White House. Sure. If you see a UFO coming, it looks like it's going to land on the lawn. Do you fire at it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't either. I would think if I were that guy, I would just like let it land. Just sit there. It's near, you know, you might be tempted to, but I'd stand down. Mark is in Cleveland, Ohio on Coast to Coast with his prediction for 2012. Mark?
Yes, Ian. We're praying for you in your hour of need.
Thank you.
And I see a volcanic eruption on the Cascadia Range around mid-August. I'm seeing the 17th. And that's it.
Okay. And so you're seeing a, when you say major, you mean like blowing the top off of a mountain kind of a thing?
No, not necessarily a major eruption, just, you know, it's something that's going to make the news.
Okay.
A decent eruption. I don't know if it's going to be major catastrophic, but maybe a little less than Mount St. Helens, but there will be an eruption on the Cascadia Range around August 17th.
August 17th. Love a good specific prediction. Andrew is in Indy on Coast to Coast. Andrew?
Hi. This isn't exactly a prediction I want to make, but I really feel it in my gut. I think we're going to see more tornadoes than we've seen ever before this upcoming spring.
Yeah, we might even see some this winter, the way the weather's going.
You know, actually, about a week ago, there were some tornadoes down south.
Yep. Yeah, we may see some the rare snow tornado, or, you know, where you get right on the cusp of those weather systems, it's kind of a weird winter already, and it could get weirder before it gets better. But if you're saying an early spring might bring around some, you know, a greater number of tornadoes too, yeah, I can see that. I think that's a fair prediction for 2012. And Rick is in Hollywood on Coast to Coast. Rick?
Yes, hi, Ian.
How are you tonight? Go ahead.
Okay, I have three biblical predictions that I must make. The first one is the end of days will become disco nights. Blondie will write the sequel to The Rapture. And the Pope, in order to appease the mafia, we'll demote the three wise men to three white guys.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Three wise men would become the three wise guys. Okay. Then, in reality, what will really happen was the Queen of England will pass away this year. She will cease to live. And there will be a massive earthquake in Japan again with an even bigger tsunami.
Okie doke. There's a lot there. Terry on the international line will squeeze in before the bottom of the hour on Coast to Coast. Terry?
Hey, Ian. I have two predictions, both that could potentially impact the Coast show itself.
Okay.
First off, I'm going to predict that the Premier Radio Networks get sold.
Okay.
And the other one is that I'm going to predict that there's going to be an in-studio guest, specifically in studio, who will create such a furor that the fallout will last for days and days. And based on the prediction about four back, I think I'm going to predict that everybody should buy sod because the flying saucer is going to land on the lawn at the White House.
Okay. You know, interesting about in-studio guest, because George doesn't have them very often. I never have them, obviously. That would be something if an in-studio guest created such a furor that it would last for days. I wonder what that means. I'm kind of curious about that. I'll be tracking that. And if you want to track that too, you can do that with Coast Insider. You can always go back and get caught up on all the guests you might be missing. Find out more at coasttocoastam.com. Premier Radio Network sold in 2012, that would be another interesting turn of events, too. I'm not sure. But what do you think? We'll find out coming up next on Coast to Coast. Back to your predictions coming up on Coast to Coast in just a minute. And I'll go through some of the hits and misses from last year. Another big hit that somebody predicted coming up next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. So lots of predictions that we kept track of in 2011 from this night a year ago on Coast to Coast. We'll do this again coming up tomorrow night, too. So this is part one of the prediction shows. And I've been going over the predictions you make, sort of interspersing them throughout the program. We'll do a bunch more here, and then I'll get to your calls coming up in just a moment. Let's see. I think we left it off with Steve in Berkeley making his prediction about Nixon and Reagan exposed as agents of the Soviet Union. Kirby in Montana said there would be a physical pole shift late April, late July, or December, moving the new North Pole off the coast of Brazil. Thank God that didn't happen. How confusing that would be for Santa. Samuel L. Jackson said Rich from Ohio would become the best actor of the year with an Academy Award. That didn't happen. He wasn't even nominated, actually, in 2011, but always hold out hope for Samuel L. Jackson. Joe in Michigan said that we are in the third seal of the apocalypse. Well, not that I know of, anyway, right? I mean, the third seal, isn't that the black horse with the rider holding a pair of scales? So that hasn't happened. I mean, we did get to Pale Rider. We got to Pale Horse with Death on it. That was a Clint Eastwood movie, and it was excellent. Right, Dan? Excellent, Pale Rider? So we've had that one. We haven't. We're not in the third seal that I know of. Travis in Connecticut said foiled homegrown terrorist attack will cause regulation of alternative media sources. No, that didn't happen. PA in Texas, Hugh Rawls's Reasons to Believe movement, which teaches that science and the Bible overlap, will catch on. I have to say, other than his mention of it last year, I think that's the only other time I've heard it mentioned, at least on Coast to Coast. John in California said the Zodiac Killer will finally be identified. Well, I'm going to go half and half on that. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, finally identified, I guess not, but there was some really interesting work on that in 2011 was the year that amateur cryptographer came out with the deciphering of one of the letters, one of the difficult ciphers from the Zodiac Killer, and said that it indicated that it was Arthur Lee Allen, who was one of the suspects. And I thought that's not insignificant to me. I don't know that it's been proven that he was wrong, but it was a big story, and I think it was back in July when they did that. So maybe not definitively said, but I still think I like what that guy, at least I liked how he came up with it. Joel in New York said the new enlightenment is emerging, where people are moving away from traditional religion and New Age beliefs in favor of a more joyful life. Okay, Dan says no on that. I was willing to go with you, Joel, but the joke. Okay, I know. I got it. Very clear. Alex in Orlando, Florida. There's going to be a private research company which will start cloning people. Not that we know of. I mean, if it's that private, we won't know yet, but Lucy is in San Antonio, Texas. Cloning is getting us ready for the Nephilim. No evidence of human cloning yet. Jim in Dallas, Texas. Willie Nelson will unify a medical marijuana organization to approach Congress to change laws in favor of medical marijuana. Didn't happen on a national level, at least not with Willie. If anybody could do it, he could. Robin, Los Angeles, November 11th. George Norrie would get married. Yeah, that didn't happen. Carl in Milwaukee said Brett Favre retires, drought becomes a major story. Well, yeah, I mean, retired / nobody would hire him, somewhere in there. Michael in Arkansas, William Bonney will receive a pardon. Didn't happen. Trust me. Yeah. Remember there was that whole discussion about whether or not Billy the Kid would get a pardon, William Bonney, and then it didn't happen. And then Brad in Lincoln, California, Israel and the U.S. will take out nuclear sites in Iran. David in Lexington, there will be no more, there will be more wars and rumors of war and pestilence. Well, you got to go. I mean, there's wars, but were there any wars with the, okay, see, I don't know if we had any more wars. I think we had fewer wars, at least from this country, but there will always be wars. So I guess that's an easy prediction to make. And there's a few more that you all made for 2011. So if you haven't heard yours yet, I probably just haven't gotten to it, but it's on my list and I'll do them throughout the evening on Coast to Coast. Let's pick it up with Carl, who's in Milwaukee on Coast to Coast with his prediction. Carl?
Good morning, Ian. Listening to your voice is a symphony to my ears.
Oh, even with all the buzzing and dinging?
Yeah, okay. It might become a little aggravating after the okay. 500th one. Okay.
I think so. So what's your prediction for 2012?
My prediction that water will become even a more important commodity. I remember seeing in the news the governor of California with orange, with farmers, and they were chanting, "We need water, we need water." And Texas had the South and the West a terrible drought. And I think what you're going to see is not fresh water wars, but you'll see states with litigation trying to get fresh water from the Great Lakes.
Yeah,
that you'll see something like that where water will become more important. Let's face it, water is the liquid of life.
No, I think that's, I think that could happen at any time. So it'll be interesting to see whether it happens in 2012. I think it's unfair for them to come and take somebody else's natural resources any more than we would come in and say, okay, we want one of your mountains. We'll trade you water for mountains. So you bring one of your mountains here to the Midwest, which is really flat, and we'll give you some water. But it's not to me a nationalized resource. It's a state resource. It's a local resource. And who knows what kind of devastating effect that would have on our environment if we start trying to move that water around like that. But let me just say for the record, I know that there's a lot of people in drought states. In the upper Midwest, there's zero snow. I'm going to put on my sprinkler tomorrow. My lawn is just brown. That's all it is. It's not covered in snow. It's just brown. I'm a little bit worried that if we don't get the snowpack that we usually get, that could create a drought, not if here even, but even in the runoff in the spring downstream of the Mississippi. Let's go west of the Rockies. Alan is in Folsom, California, on Coast to Coast for his prediction for 2012. Alan?
Yeah, hi. This is the year that somebody finally in 12 finally brings in a Bigfoot, either dead or badly injured, and I believe it's going to be precipitated as a result of either fire, fog, flood, or earthquake, some kind of a mishap.
And that's where they'll find an injured and or recently deceased Bigfoot.
Exactly.
You heard what happened with the Yeti finger, didn't you?
You mean that one way back in the 50s?
Yeah, they had a finger that had been in a museum, and they tested it, and it was a human finger, not a Yeti finger.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be more like a whole body. I'm predicting.
I hope you're right. I'd like to prove that case once and for all too. Tony is hanging on Coast to Coast. Tony.
Yes, sir.
East of the Rockies. Where are you tonight?
Right now I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm kind of cheating a little bit on the phone.
Okay, well, let's make it quick then.
All right.
What's your prediction for 2012?
I actually think that there's going to be a lot more of the civil unrest in the United States as well as global, as well as the situation that we had in the Gulf waters with the oil spill there.
Okay.
I believe that they're going to find that the product that they used to make that oil sink to the bottom of the Gulf is going to actually start surfacing again. And if I'm not mistaken, in some areas it already has.
Okay. Well then, yeah, let's predict that could happen then more. We'll put you down for 2012. And Nancy is in Evansville, Indiana on Coast to Coast. Nancy?
Happy New Year, and very honored and nervous to be talking to you and your listeners.
Thank you. You haven't screwed up yet, so nothing to be nervous about. What's your prediction for 2012?
The elections, of course, but I do think there's going to be not one, but two major game-changing events, one natural and one international, one before the conventions and one after, that will totally change the results. And then all the people who are predicting what's going to happen in November are going to be totally wrong. And who even gets across that finish line, it's going to be a total free-for-all.
Because of a domestic natural event.
One domestic, one international, and one of those will be a natural event.
And the other one won't be.
Yeah, it'll be man-made.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a very interesting prediction for 2012. And Craig is in Longmont, Colorado on Coast to Coast. How's your snowpack this year so far, Craig?
Oh, it's been like 55 degrees here. It's definitely a very warm Christmas time so far.
Isn't it weird? It's nice, but it's weird. So what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I've always thought that by the end of this summer, there might be a revealing of the truth as to where and why the economy's been the way it has, and that the money, you know, it's been maybe possibly a smokescreen where there might be an actual Earth event. And it'll be revealed as to this Earth event's going to happen sometime at the end of the summer, and then because it's going to happen soon after, sometime before the end of the year.
Okay, wait. So you started that by saying there's something revealed about the money, and then you said an Earth event. I'm not quite sure if I'm making the connection there.
Well, what I'm talking about is that because there is an Earth event possibly going to happen, that the governments and key leaders around the world have been preparing by manipulating the economy so they can build, like, underground bunkers, cities, so that way when it happens that people will be saved, and then we'll be down there for some period of time. Think of movies like Deep Impact or 2012, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, 2012, this would be the year for that, if it comes anywhere close to the predictions of that movie. Carlos is in Sherman Oaks on Coast to Coast. Carlos?
Hey, good evening, Ian.
You're so close to Premier Radio Networks, you could walk down the street and hand us your prediction.
Well, I was actually thinking of handing you a CD of my music, so maybe during the first of the month they might play it.
Okay. Well, I would get that to Tom Danheiser. Send that over to him. So then, Carlos, what's your prediction for 2012?
I predict we're going to see something in the pet cloning industry come back either here in the United States or maybe in Europe pretty big, because there were a few companies I think here in the States ended up closing. I think one of them was even up in Genetech in Northern California. And
yeah, I don't know about that, but I would know that if any place is going to be doing pet cloning with any kind of regularity, it would probably be a company out of the country, right? Don't we have a ton of regulations about that, I thought, in this country?
Probably why they got shut down then.
Well, maybe, and I honestly don't remember but I do remember a story about somebody doing that. So, okay, so the resurgence of pet cloning in 2012 from Carlos. Hey, Bruce, what's your prediction? You're in Washington, D.C., so you've got your finger on the pulse.
Well, this is actually going to be a religious prediction, Ian.
All right.
And I believe that in 2012, that cats will finally come to grips with the fact that their deeply held beliefs are dogma. Australians will rename their cathedrals appropriately.
Cathedrals. Okay, good. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that. You're right near the National Cathedral. And I know the one of the women who's one of the clergy over there. So here's a couple more predictions that you all made last year, and then we'll get to we'll close out this hour with a few more for 2012. Janet in Slipknot, Iowa, said that Cuba will have normalized relations with the U.S. and Obama will have a photo op on Cuban soil. Didn't happen. Zachariah in Joplin, Missouri, said tornadoes will hit Los Angeles. You'd know more than I would, Dan, but no tornadoes in L.A. in the last year. Butch in Philadelphia said Tiger Woods will have a celestial year and connects with a Hollywood star who will bring back the genius of his golf game. He did finally win one, but that was after a very long year. Cornelius from Alexandria predicted that the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl again. That was 2011. Nathan from Davenport, Iowa. There's going to be a big disclosure by WikiLeaks pertaining to Barack Obama being a reptilian alien. Russ, east of the Rockies, our government is going to start using the FEMA internment camps. You know, internet camps wouldn't be bad. if FEMA were running an internet camp, I might go just to sit there online and hang out, you know, at camp, do camp things, go online. Suleiman, west of the Rockies, said Christians will start a movement for worldwide justice, starting with a boycott of the Super Bowl. Yeah, that didn't happen. John in the Nash said the new Madrid fault, 5.6 earthquake magnitude. Earthquake will hit the Nashville area in 2011. That didn't happen. James from Topanga Canyon, scandal involving Putin, Medvedev takes over. Well, there is some talk, though. I mean, I don't know that it counts yet, but there is. I don't know if it's really a scandal, but there is some talk about Putin and the pushback that he's getting. And I don't know. There could be some uncertain times coming up for Russia in 2012. Mitchell is in Ontario, Canada, on Coast to Coast. Mitchell?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. We're going to close out for a couple of predictions for 2012. Where are you with these?
I am in Bowmanville, Ontario. My first prediction kind of goes with your first caller this hour with the water wars. I think the prices of water is going to increase to the point where even the average North American is going to have a tough time affording it. Okay. My second prediction.
Affording water, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to get to the point where it's going to be tough to afford water for the average North American.
Okay.
And And I think a major country, I'm not sure which one, one of the governments is going to admit to a pole shift that is taking place now. And it's not happening as quickly as some people think it will happen. And that's one of the causes of the weather that we're having.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Thank you. Appreciate that. If everybody else can hang on, we'll get to your predictions coming up for 2012. In just a moment, I'll close out this hour with a couple more from last year. Chris in Athens, Georgia, said an augmented reality device which goes beyond GPS and recognition software and combines data mining with all known info to give a reading on individuals. But that would be cool, wouldn't it? I mean, a reality device. First of all, we all need a reality device. But to be able to go and have that kind of immediate read of the person we're talking to. I mean, if everybody had equal access to it, I think that'd be cool. And then, we'll get to your predictions for 2011, which ones did and didn't come true. And looking ahead for 2012, we'll give you all the numbers you need to jump in both tonight and tomorrow night on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Ponet.